Okay, today's mitzvah is Mitzvah Membeis, Mitzvah 42. We start Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim has 53 mitzvos. It will be on this for a while. In the Sefer HaChinuch's version, he says Parshas Mishpatim only has 24 mitzvos. How does that work? You see, Eilam Mishpatim, Yish Bashesh Esrei Mitzvos Asei, Vishmona Mitzvos Lo Sasei, only 24 mitzvos. How does he get 24 and I say 53? Because the Sefer HaChinuch has Mishpatim as two parshios. If you look in the middle, he has Parshas Mishpatim, and then he has Parshas Im Kesef Talve, which we have in the middle of Mishpatim. But if you look in Mitzvah later on, where it starts talking about Im Kesef Talve Esami, says the Mitzvah and Mitzvah Samach Vav, he says Parshas Im Kesef Talve. It's as if it's a new title, and he says this has seven mitzvahs asay and 22 los asays right before Mitzvah 66. So those days, like the Gemara says that in some places they used to finish the Torah only once every 3 years. So here they broke up this parsha, so they put some other parsha together to make it up. But that is why in the Chinuch he has a separate counting. Okay, so let us begin with the mitzvah. The next five mitzvahs, the first five mitzvahs in Parshas Mishpatim, it's all about Avadim, specifically Eved Ivri, as we talk about in this first mitzvah. Not all the mitzvahs of Eved Ivri are here. There are some later in the Torah as well. But the first parsha, the first mitzvah, Mitzvahs Din Eved Ivri. The mitzvah of the din of an Eved Ivri. So what's the mitzvah? Ladun b'din Eved Ivri. Kamosha Kasa B'Parsha. It's a mitzvah upon Bezdin, upon an owner, whoever is involved in dealing with an Eved Ivri, a Jewish servant. I would not like to translate it as a slave, because when we hear the word slave, there's a negative connotation to that in modern terms. And if you look in the halacha, an Eved Ivri is not a slave. There's only one pillow in the house, the Eved's going to get the pillow. Who gets to eat first? The Eved gets to eat first. So it's not anything connected to the concept of modern slavery. It's servitude. Avdus is servitude. So, ladun b'din Eved Ivri, and Eved Ivri, k'mo shekasuv b'parsha. It's a Jewish servant. If I say slave, you know what I mean. It just means servant. Shenamar, kisikna Eved Ivri, as the Pasuk says, if one buys an Eved Ivri, when one buys an Eved Ivri, this key is a... If one buys, there's no obligation. This is a situational mitzvah. If this situation comes up, one has to deal with it. There are two types of Eved Ivris. The Sefer Chinuch is going to say it in a minute, but I'll say it now. One that sells himself, and one that is sold by Beis Din. The Rambam says this at the beginning of Hilchos Avadim. The Rambam in Hilchos Avadim, that's in the end of Sefer Kinyan. The Rambam in Hilchos Avadim says, Eved Ivri Hamur Batorah, Ze Yisraeli, Shemachru Oso Beis Din Al Karcho, O Amocher Atzmo Lertzono. So a Jew who sells himself, or Beis Din sells him. Why would a person sell himself? He doesn't have money. He doesn't even have enough money to eat. So he needs to make something. So the Torah, B'chazde Hashem, as we'll see, creates this type of context in order that a Jew could sell himself as a servant, and in that way his master will be able to have to feed him and have to give him board, and he will work for the master until he's able to get back on his feet. It's the highest level of stucker, really. Stuck is giving somebody a job. Here, you're giving somebody a job. In that way, that is somebody who doesn't have enough money. What's the other case? Machruhu Bezdin. That if somebody steals and they don't have enough money to pay back. That's Machruhu Bezdin. Bezdin sells that person against his will, even if he wants to be out on the street. No, if I stole, then Bezdin sells me and I have enough money to pay back, so Bezdin sells me. Interesting why this is the first, we'll get back to the two types of Adam soon, why this is the first mitzvah that's discussed in Mishpatim after Har Sinai. The whole discussion of Har Sinai, we have Avadim, that's the first mitzvah. And Dafka Eved Ivri, we're talking about Ganovim. People who steal? What should the Torah start with at the Har Sinai? We should talk about the greatest Jews and the wonderful, the most pious mitzvahs related to the Tzadikim. We have the mitzvah related to the Ganav. So I saw in the Lekach Tov, he quotes from Simcha Zissel, from Kelm. Saba from Kelm. He says, no. He says, this is a divinely written book. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing to us. And the fact that Avadim is first, we're going to have another answer soon, but this is his answer. It reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for his children. Why? Because if you have a parent that has six children, and five of them are wonderful, amazing students, and awesome, and they go to parent-teacher conferences, and they come home, and wonderful, and there's one child that, sarach iyun, and gives them trouble, and misbehaves, and most of that mental energy is on that one child. Quantitatively, qualitatively, a parent loves all of his children, right? Everyone equally in different ways. That's the only child. Right, one of my Rebbeim was once asked when he had his eighth child, you know, Rebbe, what number is this? He says, this is my number one. This is my number one, and this is my number one, and this is my number one. Everybody's number one. I have 8 number ones. But they're all number one. So the love is there, but the focus of that parent is on that child who he's so worried about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worried about his children who are ganavim. Ki sikna eved ivri. This is what you have to do with these children. You have to help them get them back. And what does the Torah tell us? Don't put them and sit them in a jail. How do we help somebody get back on their feet? Go live in a house of a proper person, of a master, of an adon. Look how he lives. Look how he lives his life. Look how a yashar lives. He says that's how he's going to get back on his feet. He goes to a jail, he's going to learn from the other ganavim there. He's going to get out, he's going to steal again. He says, what do we do? Rav Simcha Zissel says, that's the first. V'im la'av yish ben ganav ben banav, hari kol machshavosav, v'chol da'agosav, hein ala ganav, u'machabiz eitzos, eich la'hativ es darko. And therefore, right at the beginning of Mishpatim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what can I do to my son who's off the derech? What can I do to my ganav son? Okay, that's why he gives this, first. Send him to a house where he can learn what to do properly. Okay, so that gets the ball rolling. Eved Ivri, two types of Eved Ivris, and what we do. And Eved Ivri, one should keep in mind, is chayiv in all mitzvos. This is not like we always say, women and avadim are only chayiv in mitzvos that are not time-bound. That's about an Eved Kenani. That's about a person who was not Jewish, and he's on his way to becoming Jewish. He's somewhere in the middle. The Gemara in Yevamos discusses. He goes to the mikvah, and he becomes an Eved Kenani, who's chayiv in mitzvahs like an Isha. That level doesn't have full Kedushas Yisrael. A woman has full Kedushas Yisrahl, and she's pater from certain mitzvahs. A Eved has partial Kedushas Yisrael, and that's why he's only chayiv in some mitzvahs. Tosfos says in Gittin, and Afkamina is, a woman can make a bracha, according to many Rishonim. And that's the Ashkenazic custom, on mitzvahs aseh shazman grama. An Eved cannot. Why? Because a woman has full Kedushas Yisrael. The fact that she's not chayiv in all mitzvahs, there's nothing against her Kedusha. She could have shown him a mitzvah, so she could say that. Mashen came by an Eved. But an Eved Ivri is chayiv, he's a full Jew, who is poor, or he's a ganav, and he can't pay, so he goes and creates this context of relationship with an adon, with a master. So, continuing, the chinuch, klomar, shenase lo advarim, shenitztavinu behen. So this mitzvah is dealing with the Eved Ivri, all the details of the halacha. Kigon, for example, l'shalcho b'shvias, to set him free during Shemitah. If Shemitah comes during my Eved Ivri servitude years, as the Torah describes, it's 6 years at most. 6 years at most. If I become an Eved Ivri the day after Shemitah, that is going to be 6 years. If it's any time after that, that is going to be broken, it's going to be less than 6 years. Oh, betolch sheish im pagabo yovel. I'm sorry. Let me backtrack. I was talking about yovel, I wasn't talking about Shemitah. This is l'shalcho b'shvias. This means the 7th year of his servitude. I take it back. Then you have a servitude. Oh, betok sheish and pagabo yovel. If yovel comes in the middle of those 6 years, then yovel, he goes free. Oh, begiron kesef. Or if he makes enough money to be able to pay off his remaining years, that's giron kesef. Oh, but misas ha'adon shalon yech ben zakar. Or his master dies and did not leave a male son. Any of these four examples, the Minchas Chinuch lists off 8 ways. There are 8. You can look later on. The Minchas Chinuch, there's a lot of Minchas Chinuch on this mitzvah. 8 ways how a person, an Eved Ivri, goes free in different cases. Ula Nirtza, included in this mitzvah of Eved Ivri is the whole discussion of Ritzia. If at the end of 6 years, an Eved Ivri would like to stay with his master, he doesn't want to go free. So what do? We know the process of piercing the ear. Rashi describes in Shmos, in Parshas Mishpatim, why dafka the ear, so we'll get to that in a minute, but we know that he pierced the ear next to the door, and all the halachas related to that. Gamke gedino hakasubo. Hakol kamoshin l'abduna rabbosena zachronim l'vracha, mitoch hakasuv, all that Chazal learned from the psukim, kamoshin m'first parak, rishon the big kedushin. As we learn in the first parak, m'zachas kedushin. The Minchas Asher, here in Mishpatim, in Sima Lamed Zayin, asks a lot of the achronisha questions related to Eved Nirtza. He says, first of all, is it a mitzvah or is it a kinyan? Yeshla his topic. Im ritzias Eved chovo mitzvah labaylam, o shema ein el eschus. If he wants to, you do this. But it's not a mitzvah, it's a monetary issue. But it's not a mitzvah. That ritzia. Any quote sources related to that. Question two. When an Eved becomes a Nirtza, is that looked at conceptually as a continuation of the previous years? It's one long hemshech of avoda? Or no? Do we say, no, that was then, and this is new? The Ben Chasasha says, I think it's new. Why? Because the only thing that's needed during the 6 years is the expression of the Eved of Ahafias Odoni, I want to stay. But the actual Ritzia could happen a week later. There could be a time lag between the different years of servitude. Says the Ben Chasasha, if it was all one servitude, there shouldn't be able to be any time lag. So it must be, he thinks, that it is one hemshich of servitude. They said, maybe not. Maybe there is a delay, Lamafreya. Okay. Another question. Yesh lehis topic. If Bez Din sells, these are just questions, he brings sources to all these questions. Yeshlis topic, if Bez Din sells the person, who's the real Makne in that case? Is it Bez Din? Or is it the person himself? The person himself is the Makne, but Bez Din is just forcing him to sell himself. Again, all of these have nafkaminas, but these are a couple of the Lundish questions related to Ritzia. The Minchas Asher and Simon Lamed Zayin discusses it. Okay, let's continue now in the Sefer HaChinuch. Misharshi mitzvah zu. What's the hashkafa behind this mitzvah? She ratza hakel, she yiyah ima amo Yisrael, she bachar am kadosh, malei umu'utar b'kol midos tovus umu'ulos. Hashem wants us to have good midos. Wants us to be compassionate. Wants us to be loving and kind. Kimi toch kach, tachula bracha alayhem. Because through this, if we act in a kind way, so we'll get bracha from Hashem, v'yachesed v'harachamim min hamidos hamshubacho sheba'olam. And having rachmanis and having kindness on a person are the greatest midos. Al kein hiziranu l'rachim al asher hu tachas yadeinu. V'ling malanu chesed, and therefore we have to treat people who are in our control, that we have financial authority over, we have to treat them properly. Kasha kasa b'parsha, as the parsha says, k'moshi yadana kamkim b'kabbalah, as we know. Two other ideas hashkafali. There's a Maharal Diskin that we've quoted in the past in the parsha shir. Maharal Diskin points out, what does Rashi say? Why the ear? Why dafka is the ear pierced? So Rashi quotes two things. First, Rashi quotes, why the ear? This ear that heard at our Sinai, lo signov, and he went and he stole, we punish him by piercing his ear. What's he stealing for? So he pierced his ear, number one. Rashi quotes number two, this eved, this ear that heard at our Sinai, avadai heim v'lo avadim l'avadim, I have servants. My servants don't have servants. And he went and he had to put himself into a station where he had to be sold. Let his ear be pierced. That's Rashi. Ask the Maharal Diskin, the Baam Kasha, the simple question. If this ear is being pierced because we're punishing him for stealing, so why are we piercing it only 6 years later? We should pierce it right away. He stole. He doesn't have enough money to pay back, so we pierce his ear. No. We wait 6 years. It's only when he says, I love my master, I want to stay. Okay, now we pierce his ear for the stealing he did 6 years ago. Why do we wait? Says the Maharal Diskin, no. The pshat is that when he steals, we give him a punishment. We put him into servitude. We say, this is your punishment. At the end of 6 years, he says, I love it here. So we see he didn't get the message of the punishment. We see he didn't look at it as a punishment. I love it. Oh, so you know what? We got to give you another punishment now. Now you need another punishment because you obviously didn't think it was so bad. That's the Maharal Diskin. Rav Schechter likes to quote this Maharal Diskin in the context of the Galus. The Galus. What happened with the Galus? So we go into Galus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is the Galus. We had a Churban HaBayis. He punishes us. And all of a sudden, what do we say? Ahavti es Adoni, I love it here. I love it here in Galus. This one, we have to remember it's a punishment. Rachman al-Assan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying the punishment's over. Come back. He gives us Eretz Yisrael. So he said, we have to realize, where's the Jewish homeland? Where are we supposed to be? Where we have to try to be if it's in our abilities. So he quotes his Maharal Diskin as one of the sources of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He says, what? Ahavti es Adoni, we have to make sure that even if we happen to be in Galus, we have to make sure that we know that we cannot have the attitude of it's comfortable here, Ahavti es Adoni, Rachman al-Assan. That's the Maharal Diskin and Rav Schechter's expansion. If you want to look more, Rabbi Sachs, in his Akdama to Arches Yamim, he expands on this Maharal Diskin as well. He quotes this from Rav Schechter, and he quotes an extension of this from Rav Asher Weiss as well, which we'll get back to if we have time. Number one. Number two, a second Hashkafic point related to this discussion is Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, in the new Sichos Mussers, it is in Simin... Where's Rav Chaim Shmulevitz? Here it is. It is in Simin Lamed Aleph. He talks about that there's a Yerushalmi in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, which said that Bnei Yisrael, you know why this is put at the beginning of Mishpatim? Because Bnei Yisrael really received these laws right when they left Mitzrayim. Right when they left Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded them, Eved Ivri laws. So Esrav Chai Shmulevitz, Dafka then, that's the first laws you give them? How about V'yatzal Recha Kamocha? How about some other major laws saying Shema, Davening, Eved Ivri? That doesn't make the top 10 in most people's Sefer HaMitzvah's books. Says the Sichos Mussar, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, no, he says, Yidavka needed the laws then. You know why? Because setting your slave free, setting your servant free, it's very difficult. You know, we wouldn't like it. We wouldn't be able to do it. It's very hard to set a servant free. This is my servant, and he's worked for me, and I have to set him free? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yetzias Mitzrayim, you feel, you see, thank you. You're being let free now. Your servants, remember this feeling. Remember what it's like to be a servant and be let free. Remember from your perspective, as the Eved, I'm giving you laws, so when you're masters and you have servants, you remember this feeling and you set them free. And therefore he talks about in this Maimah Lamed Aleph, the idea of holding on to a feeling. You have a moment that of inspiration. You have a moment that you feel it, you gotta take it with you. And that's why Dafka, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Parsha of Shiluach HaVadim, Dafka, at the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he quotes many sources related to this. Palti ben Laish, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Sanhedrin, he knew that he was the sugya with David HaMelech and David's wives. He had a moment of inspiration, and therefore he took precautions to be able to set up a separation between the woman that he was living with and himself. And he talks about others that we got to take the moment of inspiration and run with it and always hold it, in order that we don't lose the feeling. And even if we lose the feeling, we don't lose the idea that we have to keep the halacha. Okay, so that's two extra ideas of Hashkafa related to Eved Ivri. Number one, the Maral Diskin, Rav Shachter's expansion. And number two, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Vayter, Dini HaMitzvah, Kagona Chilukim Shebein Mocher Atzmo L'Machru Bezdin. Differences between Machru Atzmo Machru Bezdin. Oh, there's a major difference. The Mishnah Kedushin tells us, on the surface, it seems like a major difference. Some Rishonim limit it. The Torah tells us in Parshas Mishpatim that the Eved Ivri, when he becomes an Eved Ivri, the master is allowed to give him a wife. A Shivcha Kenanis. Shivcha Kenanis is partially non-Jewish. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. An Eved Ivri is allowed, a wife is allowed to be given to him by the master, and the masters and the kids belong to the master. This is only, though, if the person, the Eved, goes in married. If he's not married when he goes in, he cannot be married. In Begapo Yavo, Begapo Yosei. Why is that? It's just the opposite. If he's not married, he can get a wife. If he's mad already, says the Tamadah, says of Sternbach, no. Because this isn't a real marriage. This is basically to produce servants for the master. So if the man is not married, he might think, if the Eved is not married before, he might think like, oh, this is what a marriage is about. He says, no, it's too dangerous. Says, what is it? Only if he's married already. So he realizes what a real marriage is about. He realizes what Yadus is about, Kiddushin and Nisuin. So then there's no danger for him to get this other, have this other type of relationship. It's a Musar on the marriage. But halachically, let's talk about this for a minute. So the Torah tells us that an Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shivcha Kenanis. So if you look in the Mishnayis in Kiddushin, it seems like only a Machruhu Bezdin can marry a Shivcha Kenanis, but Machruhu Atzmo cannot. That is the Pashtus, and that is Rashi and Tosfos Hashita. But if you look in the Ritva, this is in the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Ritva, I'll read to you from the Ritva, in Kiddushin Daf Tezvav, he says, no! He says, Yesh Omrim, Ja'asr Gamkin Afilu Midaito B'Shivcha Kenanis. Some say that even if the Machruhu Atzmo, if he's poor and he sells himself, he can't marry Shivcha Kenanis, says the Ritva, I disagree. Because think about it, says the Ritva. Why could this full Jew, this Eved Ivri, marry a half a guy? A Shivcha Kenanis. It must be, and he quotes this from his Grand Rebbe, the Ramban, there's a two types of kinyanim that a master has in an Eved Ivri. He has a kinyan mamon, a financial kinyan, and a kinyan isser. That's what the Ramban calls it. There's something about the status. He becomes an Eved Ivri that's owned. It's a status issue, and that's what allows him to marry a Shivcha Kenanis. If that is true, though, says the Ritva, then every Eved Ivri has this status. Why should only one Eved Ivri be allowed to marry a Shivcha Kenanis and not another? And therefore, says the Ritva, the difference between Machru Asmo and Machru Bezin is only Machru Asmo cannot be forced to marry a Shivcha Kenanis. If he doesn't want to marry her, he's not allowed. Machru Bezdin, the master could force him to marry a Shivcha Kenanis. That's a very important machlokas between the Rachachmei Svarad, Rabban Rashi Ritva, and the others, Rashi and Tosfos. Does this have any Lamaisa ramifications that every marriage of Shivcha Kenanis? So Pashtus, no. But there's a Mishnah Kiddushin. The Mishnah Kiddushin tells us on Daf Samach Tes that Rabbi Tarfon dealt with the problematic issue of Mamzerim. We know a Mamzer, Rachman al-Islam, one of the most tragic situations in Judaism. He didn't do anything wrong. His mother had a relationship out of Anesha Zisha Zinsa, and she had a child. The child's a mamzer. Mamzer can't marry other Jews. He can only marry a mamzeris or a gioris. So is there any way to get out of being a mamzer? Right? The parents aren't affected. It's just the child. So Reb Tarfon says, I got away. Yechol and mamzer erem li tahir. How can a mamzer become tahar? He should marry a shivcha kananis. If he marries a shivcha kananis, the children aren't Jewish. The children will convert. They won't be mamzerin. They'll be able to marry any Jew they want. That's Rabbi Tarfon. And the Gemara says, we paskin like Rabbi Tarfon. Lechad chilo, we paskin like Rabbi Tarfon. It's in the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Tarfon. Yechol mamzerin litoyer. So therefore, says the Rambam, based on Rabbi Tarfon, if somebody is a mamzer, you know what he should do? He should marry a shivcha kananis. Just like an Eved Ivri marries a shivcha kananis. A mamzer should marry a shivcha kananis. And therefore, the kids won't be Jewish, and they'll convert, and in that way, everything will be fine. So somebody once went to Rav Soloveitchik and said, can we do this? L'maisa. So the language of Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shechter quotes this in Bipnini Arav on page Resh Yud, Oso Lashin, Lincoln freed the slaves. That's what Rav Soloveitchik responded. So Rav Shechter says, what's the Bir Hadavar? What does Abraham Lincoln have to do with Eved Ivri? Right, has to do with a lot, the slaves. Basically, he was saying was that we don't have that status, Bizman Hazeh. You can't have the status of Shivcha Kananis, Bizman Hazeh. At least in countries that don't allow slavery, right, or servitude. Shivcha Kananis, you can't have that status. So, no, Rabbi Tarfon can't work, Bizman Hazeh. The Bichas Yitzchak has a tshuva about this, but this is what is quoted. Lafia Umdina, Mistama Lotia Dasa. I mean, how would you do it? You would get a woman and put her in the mikvah, ashamed to be a Shivcha Kananis. So, Rav Soloveitchik and the other Akronim say generally, this probably cannot be done. It's got to be done today because we do not have this status, Bizman Hazeh. The other issue dealt with in the Rishonim is that it's only a mutter for an Eved Ivri to marry a Shivcha Kananis. How could just Stama Mamzer? So, the Rishonim there work it out. Rashi and the Ritva will work it out. Maybe it's only necessary to Rabbanim to marry Shivcha Kananis, and then in this case, it's not us. Or anyway, the Rishonim, look at the Ritva there in Kiddushin Daf Samach Tes, that is worked out. Okay, so that's the difference between Machru Bez and Machru Atzmo. Vidvarim Shu Niklamehem, how are you Kone in Eved Ivri? The Mishnah says a Kiddushin either with Kesef or Shava Kesef or with a Shtar. Vishu Yosim and Lacheris. There are 8 ways that I mentioned the Minchas Chinuch says that an Eved Ivri goes to Cheris, Vishar Dinov. They are all explained to Kiddushin. Finishing up, this mitzvah applies to males and not to females. A female cannot own an Eved Ivri. That's learned out in the Gemara. Ain't Isha Kone Eved Ivri. Fine. V'davka bizman she'isol shruin ala masam. The halachas of Eved Ivri only apply in Eretz Yisrael when the Jews are there, because Eved Ivri is connected to Yovel. We don't have Yovel bizman hazeh, so we can't have Eved Ivri bizman hazeh. Tol shaylo derbi tarfin was shivcha kananis. Is that also connected? V'yover alav alo asa la Eved mashakasa bo bita laseh. If somebody has an Eved Ivri and does not follow these laws, he's mevatel in aseh. V'gam alami nafshu liyos achzari, and he acts in a brazen way. V'kima'at shemeir alav. And if you don't act like this, we act in a more rough way with an Eved, so it reflects that maybe there's a question about my lineage. Kihem Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim. Alluding to the Gemara in Yevamis, where the Gemara says there are 3 midos of every Jew, Rachmanim, Baishanim, v'gom lechasadim. Abbreviation is Chaver. So if somebody doesn't have those midos, Rachmanim l'tzlan, so then one has to be worried about one's yichus. So it says that in Sefer HaChinuch, one has to keep these mitzvahs because they're all meant to teach us chesed and rachamim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Mishnah will continue. The next 4 mitzvahs are also about the parsha of Am Ivriya, Eved Ivri, all the halachas that are connected.